Listening Library presents The Dark Days of Hamburger Helpin by Josh Burke. Read for you by Jim Meskimen. Part 1. The First Week. Chapter 1. It is a cool September morning. The sun is breaking through the pines, and the air carries a tangy scent of freshness and renewal only to be found on the first day of school. I am rocking my plus-size Phillies sweatshirt and waiting with the others at the bus stop. Well, not exactly with them. As often happens when I'm out in the world, I place myself a little bit apart from the herd. I lean against a tree a few feet off to the side of a triangle formation of two cute girls and a dude. I get their names, AJ, Teresa, and Gabby. They hardly acknowledge me, so I return the favor. I have a lot on my mind anyway. Will I survive at the mainstream school? Should I seduce Nurse Weaver to stay out of special ed? I don't have a proven talent for normal, and it strains the limits of credibility to come up with a scenario that involves seducing Nurse Weaver, the school district RN who did my hearing test. I passed, barely, by guessing and promising to wear my hearing aids, which are already stashed in my pocket. Sucker. Still, it is a fun thought. Nurse Weaver is a cutie. Thinking about seducing her is certainly preferable to imagining doing sexual favors for the person who really holds my future in her hands, Superintendent Sylvia P. Zirkel. I had to write a plea to SPZ to let me transfer from the deaf school to Carbon High. It was mostly lies, since I figured she wouldn't really understand the fight that forced my departure from the school for the deaf.